Yes. And service berries are edible. We actually were eating
you
some
tasted
this morning.
Them.
Yeah, I ate some this morning.
What it tastes like? Well, that's just in my little pea brain. That's what I think about. Good morning, Northwest Arkansas and all of our friends out there in America. My name is Mark.
And I'm Chris.
And you are listening to Two Nuts on a Train. Well, one nut's gone, and we have Chris, who's our manager this morning. So the other nut is gone, so we're glad you joined us. So this is the Rockwell Farms Garden Show. We are here every week to talk about what interests you about gardening. So, hey, Chris, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Chris is the one that manages our nursery here at Rockwell Farms, and she knows more than I think either one of us two nuts know. So thank you so much for being with us. Last week was a pretty good week. We got through what we're doing is proven winter shrubs, and I think we got through half of them last week. And I tell you what, our producer, Jessica, she did a really good job on not only giving a description of it, but she put up great pictures. So if you can, check us out on YouTube, because she did a very good job of what the plants look like from proven winter shrubs.
For sure.
And it was just phenomenal. So good job, Jessica. We appreciate your effort there. Give yourself a round of applause. Okay, let's get right into it. Comment section.
So here at the nursery, we get a lot of questions. And this week it's going to be, is it going to get too hot to plant shrubs now?
Okay.
So, I mean, this time of year, actually, we're a lot cooler than we normally are.
It's unbelievable.
We've had tons of rain, more than normal, almost double what our normal is for this time for May.
Yeah, it's rained almost every day.
Yeah, this is the great time to get them in, because that rain helps with those root bases and things like that, and lets that shrub get off to a good start. So you're actually in a better place, you know, this year than you normally are, because this time of year, we're normally getting hot, and this year, we're not yet.
Totally agree with that.
So, yeah, it's not too hot yet, so go ahead and come on in and get those shrubs and get them in the ground. The other question I have is, are ornamental flowering trees fruit edible?
Birds love them.
Yeah, they don't really produce fruit. They just produce the seed. Mm-hmm. So it's going to look like a little tiny fruit, but it's really inside is just the seed.
Yeah, and if you're playing like crab apples, that's great for the birds. And there's one edible crab apple for humans, a Manchurian or something like that.
Yeah, it's a Manchurian. It comes with a bigger type apple. Mm-hmm. It's almost about quarter size. Mm-hmm. You can make jelly with them. They're a little bitter, but if you put them in the freezer, they get sweeter.
Yeah.
That you really want to harvest them fall. But they are edible and that you can make jelly with
them. By the way, Chris is our canning expert, okay? So, yes,
she is a lot of canning.
Vegetable and canning expert here at the nursery. So, yeah, crab apples are really good for the ornamental blooms. And service berry.
Yes. And service berries are edible. We actually were eating
you
some
tasted
this morning.
Them.
Yeah, I ate some this morning.
What it tastes like?
It has the consistency of like a blueberry, but not as sweet. But there's not any seeds in it. Yeah, totally edible.
I'm good with that.
I can see why the birds like them. Yeah, I mean, I could have breakfast on them. No problem. The other thing I get with these ornamental flowering trees is, will that fruit hurt my animals? And it should not.
No.
I mean,
none whatsoever.
Yeah, it should be fine for your dogs and your cats and things like that.
Cool. All right. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
All right, now let's get into time to apply. I love this part. We got the best music.
I love the music. Yeah, it's nice.
Okay, time to apply. We're going to talk about bugs this morning because right now we've had a lot of rain. It's been really good for bugs, especially in your garden. And I really like the Bonide Nemax. Nemax is a very good insecticide. It's totally organic, OMRI certified. It will actually kill 100% of your bugs, and you only use like an ounce per gallon. So that is one of my favorite products for the garden. Also, if you have ants coming in your yard, let's talk about that. The Alpine pressurized insecticide. It is a professional spray. I use it personally. One can will last you like 3 to 4 years. It is awesome on keeping any insect in your house. All you do is spray between the floor or the counter and the wall, and right there in that crack and crevice, and you will not have any ant problem whatsoever. It is a very long residual, up to 8 months, I believe. Love the product. And I carried this Revenge by Bonide Ant Killer Dust. It's really good because those crevices that ants like to come up through, like your socket, you do not want to spray a liquid spray inside that socket. So that's where the dust comes in, and it will keep ants from coming in there for years to come. So that's pretty much a specific purpose of the Ant Killer Dust by Revenge. Also, I want to talk about the Alpine fly bait. This product right here, I use personally as well, because if you have fruit flies on the bananas, spray on the wall, and the fruit flies will go to the wall and die. If you have a litter box and you're always getting flies in the bathroom, whenever you have your litter box or your dog kennel, spray this along the side of the dog kennel. Flies will attract to it and no more flies. It is the most amazing product I've actually ever sold in my life.
Nice fly season.
The Osmoco Plus. Osmoco Plus is really good right now because, see, look, in the rainy season, you're going to be dealing with things like root rot and so forth. If you use Osmoco Plus every year, you will not have the root rot because your plant will actually outgrow that rot and you'll have a successful season. I love the Osmoco Plus because you can't find it in the chain stores. It lasts for 6 months instead of 3 months, and it has 11 essential elements in it. So it has all your micronutrients, macro, and your supplementary nutrients. So I really like that product, Osmoco Plus. Yeah, it's one of our favorites here at the nursery.
Yeah, we sell a lot.
Yeah. So don't leave home without it. Nursery without it.
Yeah, we have it at the front counter.
Yeah.
Make it easy.
It's a great product. Okay, now you want to get right into it?
No, yeah. Let's go ahead and get started. Where'd you guys leave off last week?
Euonymus.
Euonymus.
Yeah, Euonymus. You want them more. All right, Fireball Seedless. All right, the biggest thing about the Fireball Seedless, Euonymus is the plant that is a shrub. It's a green shrub all year long, and then when the fall gets, it is just like Moses' burning bush.
They're beautiful.
Very red. You can see it for miles. Mm-hmm. And so when everything is dull and bleak, your Fireball Seedless is very good. And it's non-invasive, meaning that it will not lay seed and then produce more Euonymus. So that's a very good one here at the nursery, and it's also a dwarf one. It only gets 4 to 8 feet. Some of the Euonymus will grow 12 to 18 foot tall, so that's why I really like it. Fothergilla, Legend of Falls. This is a native shrub. People like it. It's also called bottle brush. Mm-hmm. Bottle brush. And it's fragrant, gets 4 to 5 foot. It's actually attractive all throughout the year. It's very landscape-friendly size. It only gets 4 to 5 foot. Come check it out. It's a really nice native shrub. Then we have the Temple of Bloom, Heptacodium. The reason why we carry this, it has four seasons of beauty. It's really pretty in the spring, summer, autumn, and then late, almost into the wintertime. It's fragrant. It gets rather tall. I call it a shree. It'll get 15 to 20 foot tall. Cherry red brackets. It's just a handsome foliage, and it just changes color throughout the season. So check that out, the Temple of Bloom, Four Seasons of Beauty. What do we have next? Oh, this is your favorite.
Yeah, we've got the hibiscus. I'm definitely a flower girl, so we've got some beautiful hibiscus here. So we have the magenta chiffon. Of course, it's a Rose of Sharon. It has, bright blooms. It's great for the summer landscape. It's soft and graceful. It has reduced seeds. It has a great, shrub extra appeal.
It gets about 8 to 12 foot tall. Mm-hmm. And, okay, now all the proven winner Rose of Sharons are hardy.
Yes.
Come back every year. Yes. Hard to kill. Go down to negative 20 degrees.
Yeah.
That's what I love about
them. We don't have any problem with them here through the winter.
You can't kill them.
Yeah. Yeah, they do really well.
Okay.
So you can't go wrong with Rose of Sharon. We also have it in pink chiffon. It has, irresistible summer blooms. It's heat tolerant. Same thing with the seeds.
I normally don't let my pink chiffon get too tall. I whack it every year to where I get a good 5 to 6 foot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to whack them back a lot.
Whack them all.
Yeah, just trim them back in the fall. We also have the Parapluie Rouge. It
pink,
has
red.
Large pink and red flowers.
I like that one.
So, those are beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful color in the Rose of Sharon's. And we also have the Parapluie Violet. So, if you don't want the pink, we have the purple. So, So you'll have a couple different. And the purple are actually beautiful.
Really?
When they're blooming. Yeah, they're just that soft lavender. They're just really pretty.
So they're all budded probably right now, getting ready to bloom?
I have a few back there that just popped open this week.
So okay.
I do have some roses sharing with some blooms.
And these will bloom from, let's say, this time the way to late fall.
Yeah, they'll have blooms on them all summer long.
So it's the biggest bang for the buck.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
If you like those big, pretty, ruffly flowers, they're pretty. Then we also have the dark lavender, so there's a darker purple.
And the blue chiffon.
Oh, I missed the blue.
Yeah, I would say that's our best seller.
It is. Everybody's looking for the blue.
It's blue's really hard to find.
Blue's a hard color in any flower. It's really a true color in flower. So to get one that's blue and not purple is different.
It's a true blue is what you're saying.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's a true, like, real baby blue.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then we have a red as well. So the red pillar.
Okay, now these are the columnar ones, the pillars.
Yes, so they're more upright. We have a purple, a red pillar, and I think a white.
A white.
Uh-huh. And they're all a little more upright, but still have those beautiful flowers.
So all these, all right, so the pillar series, they'll get down to negative 20, so you don't have to worry about that. Okay, very cold tolerant. And they'll get, 10 to 16 foot tall?
If you don't trim them, they're going to get tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to get tall to where you're going to have a ladder to trim them.
So you could almost have a hedge or a privacy hedge. Mm-hmm. Now, they are deciduous, okay? So there'll be sticks during the wintertime.
Right.
But you can almost plant a privacy hedge that will bloom during the summertime.
Sure.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah, you'd have that's how we had them. In the last house I lived in Oklahoma, my mother had planted them down the driveway side. And so I had a fence of Rose of Sharon.
Okay.
They're very pretty.
That's why you're our Rose of Sharon expert.
I know.
Okay. Polypetite. Is that how you say it? Polypetite?
I think so.
Oh yeah. Cause it only gets 3 to 4 foot tall.
Yeah. And it has the lavender flowers as well, but has that really dark green foliage. So they're not as big.
Yeah.
But you still get those pretty flowers, same heat tolerance and things in the shrub.
So that one you wouldn't have to prune because people like that 3 to 4 foot tall. Okay. Hypericum. Yes.
Hypericum.
St. John's wort. I like that better.
It's a lot easier.
Bright yellow flowers, kind of a small shrub, 2 to 3 foot tall, hard to kill. It'll live down to negative 30 degrees and in the hot temperature, full sun. That is actually a very good plant. I really like the St. John's wort, and this one's very nice. The Sunny Boulevard by Proven Winners. It's a very good selection, and it's part of our native plant collection. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what else we got? Oh, you like the crepe myrtles?
Yeah, the Lagerstromia Center Stage is a crepe myrtle that we have back there. It's a nice shrub, so it's going to come back for you every year. It has that darker foliage, just
jet black.
Yeah, it's really dark, but it has just a little tinge of pink in it when it starts popping out. So you get the really pretty foliage, and then of course you're going to have the beautiful red. The darker red crepe myrtle flowers.
I think what you're describing is the center stage red.
Mm-hmm.
I love that one because, it's a blood red.
Yeah,
it's red.
Deep red.
And up against that jet black foliage, I think it's just extremely striking.
Yeah, it's a very, very beautiful, beautiful shrub.
Mm-hmm. All right, what do we have next?
Let's go.
Vivid red blooms on that. Oh, Pierres. Okay, let me take this one because I like the Pierres. It's also called Lily of the Valley. There's two Lily of the Valleys. One is very small. It's a deciduous, dies back to the ground every year. This Pierres is different. I really like it because the foliage is bronze and green and yellow, and then it kind of cascades out with blooms. It's one of my favorite plants. It only gets 3 to 4 foot tall. It's shade tolerant and sun tolerant. To me, it's one of my favorite. I really like the Pierres.
It's pretty bush.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. So please check that one out because that's one that I've always liked. I talk like, if I like it, you have to like it. It's crazy.
Rhododendrons. Yeah, those rhododendrons, we sell them as fast as we get them in. When they're blooming, they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The black hats, I can't keep them in.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we get them, people are coming to get them just because they're just, when they're blooming, they're amazing.
That one is purple black foliage, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Then the bloom up against that, what is it, like a cool purple?
It is. It's like a lilac color.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and they're just beautiful. I can't keep them in.
Really?
Yeah. As soon as I get them. Yeah, I've already sold them this year.
Well, yeah, I mean, really anything that is only like 3 foot tall and wide,
mm-hmm.
that's like no pruning. Just plant it and enjoy.
Yeah, I think people pass over the rhododendrons a lot, too, for prefer landscaping stuff. They're just beautiful, and they stay pretty green all year long.
So they're evergreen. Mm-hmm. And your rhododendrons, they bloom longer than your azaleas.
Yes,
they do. Have a long bloom to them, and they're big blooms.
Yes, they're big clusters of a lot of blooms. So they have just big bell flower blooms on them.
I think they're underrated.
Agreed.
Underrated.
I agree. All right, so it looks like we're on to roses. We have a lot of roses here. We have all the proven winter roses. They're amazing. And so we have the Atlas roses.
Those are disease resistant.
They are. They're very easy to care for. It'll bloom all summer long with really large flowers. The Atlas are, the roses are, there's apricot tone ones. We have honey apricot that's actually edible. You can eat it in your...
Is the Atlas, is that the one that we planted in my wife's garden? That last, I think so. With the apricot tones?
Yes, it's the one I've been, it's the one I've been keeping blooming for her.
Yeah, baby.
Because it's the pretty one.
I know, I like it.
Yep.
Okay, your honey apricot.
Honey apricot. It has a sweet, fruity taste, and you can actually use it in salads. People don't think about eating roses a lot, but this one's actually pretty edible.
That's awesome.
Throw it in cookies, throw it in your salads.
Jell-O?
You could try Jell-O. I haven't ever tried Jell-O.
Yeah,
I bet you could.
Let's see. I've done it. I put pansies inside Jell-O before.
Pansies I've eaten on everything.
So why? I would do the honey.
Yeah, people don't think about eating roses, but we have some that are pretty.
You think they'd freak out if you served them Jell-O with the honey apricot petals in there?
That's how you put spinach in your Jell-O for kids.
Thought about that. It only gets 3 to 4 foot wide and tall. So there you go. Another one that doesn't need trimming.
Yeah, not a lot of work on those. And then we have the Oh So Easy Double Reds.
Mm-hmm. Another disease resistant.
Yes.
No spraying.
These are the ones we have in our flower bed out back. They're, beautiful. Oh,
those are perfectly 3 foot by 3 foot.
Yes.
We have never trimmed those.
They're just beautiful, and they will just be loaded. Right now, the rain's kind of destroyed my blooms back there a little bit, but they're just popping up with new blooms, and they just stay so full. And they are more shrubby. I mean, they're just full of
full
leaves.
Of bloom.
And, you don't have a lot of space in between, but they're just beautiful.
And we've never sprayed them.
No,
I have never sprayed them.
I just fertilize and water.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really easy to take
care of.
Well,
we put the Osmico Plus on them in the spring and then in the fall.
And then we have the Oh So Easy in Fuego. These flowers are, every time I'm back there, I got to stop and
you like those?
Yeah, they're just beautiful. Beautiful roses.
Aren't those yellow and red?
They are. They have the most amazing colors to them. When they pop open, they'll draw your attention in because they are just really beautifully colored roses.
From like bud to bloom?
Yes. Yeah. Just watching them unfold. Because the bud is a little bit darker than when the bloom unfolds, and so the center is a lot deeper, but they're just beautiful roses.
I can't wait to see that on YouTube. I want to see that one, Jessica. Make sure you do that.
Yeah, I've been watching them come open back there.
So, all right.
They're pretty.
So that's one of your favorite.
It is. I look at it every day. I've been watching them bloom.
And then at the tail end, doesn't it turn to like an electric orange?
Yeah, it gets really, really deep.
Yellow,
red,
and then
it's
orange.
A sunset. When you look at it, it looks like a sunset.
It's one of your favorite, isn't it?
It is. It is, very much. I look at it every day. Okay, I'm back.
Italian Ice, Oh So Easy. Another one that is disease resistant, doesn't need spraying. That one right there doesn't need deadheading. It goes, it's just like your Fuego.
Yes.
It turns orange, yellow, and then pink.
And it's real pretty. It's real soft. It's real soft.
Okay.
It's really pretty.
All right. Cool. That one only gets 1.5 foot by 2.5 feet. It's a little smaller.
Yeah, it's a smaller bush. Yeah.
Okay, so that's something to know. Signoretta.
Signoretta.
Tell me about that one.
I'm trying to put that one in my head.
Disease resistant, no spraying. You don't have to deadhead it. I don't really remember what color it is, but
it's real orangey too.
Oh, really?
It has that same like. That same coloring of like sunsets.
I like orange in the landscape.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, I'm very much I like all the orange flowers.
Well, you can see it for miles.
Yeah,
it's definitely different.
Especially for roses.
Yeah, you can see it for miles.
Yep.
All right, Reminiscent Pink.
Reminiscent Pink. This is one, for classic people that like their classic, old-fashioned looking roses with a modern-day performance of Proven Runner. They're not as... that you just get the best color, fragrance, petal count, and
those flowers. Are fragrant.
Yes, they are. They do smell really
good. So like your old-fashioned roses, which are really fragrant. Mm-hmm. See, here's what's happened. A lot of the roses that they have manipulated through genetics and so forth, yes. they lose their
they
smell.
They do. They don't smell very well. Yeah.
Yeah. Not they bred for the look and the petal count, but they've lost their smell.
For sure.
So I really appreciate this having a powerful fragrance.
Yeah, the Reminiscent Pink is a good one for all right. if you like the smells.
Rise Up Amberance.
Rise Up Amberance. This is our climbing rose. It's the mini climber.
3 to 5 foot tall.
Right. So it's, you know, you can still train it and it's still going to trellis, but it's not going to
get
know,
crazy.
Get huge tall on you really fast.
Well, see, a lot of the old climbers in roses, they'll climb 12 to 15 foot oh,
yeah.
tall.
Yeah,
you know, they'll along the fence.
Yeah,
and I think after a while it gets really scraggly looking. I mean, that's my opinion on the old fashioned. They get sparse unless mm-hmm. unless you trim them
for sure.
But these stay really dense. I mean, if someone comes up here to the nursery, they can see the one that we have in the back.
Oh yeah, I use it as a so that they know long term what they're going to look like.
Right.
Yeah,
it's extremely dense in its foliage and its bloom. So I really appreciate that.
Oh, they're beautiful.
It doesn't get crazy on you.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
You still get all your rose blooms.
Rise Up Ombres.
Rise Up Ombres.
That's another mini climbing rose.
Yes, and it has the pretty roses, too.
That one kind of
like all the roses.
Well, that one kind of has fiery tones to it.
It does. It does. It has the, yeah, it has the colors of the, yeah, the ombres are really, really kind of that orangey, sunsetty, fire
yeah.
rose color.
Real striking.
In
you can
a
see
climber.
It. Yes. Yeah. A lot different type of climber. Yeah. And once again, it gets about 3 to 5 foot tall and about 2 to 3 foot wide.
Yep.
Very manageable in the landscape. Works well in an area. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it because it gives height. And the bright, fiery tones are just really good. Rise Up and Ombres.
Rise Up, yeah.
All right, now, so this is the Rise Up series.
Yes, it is. The Ringo is the other one in the climbing series. Mm-hmm. And it has the golden yellow flowers. So if you like the yellow, then, yeah, I have a lot of people wanting the yellow. And climbers usually aren't yellow, so.
Right. It's very hard. Okay, yes. It's very hard to find a yellow rose.
It is.
First of all.
Yeah.
And this one is a double yellow rose, mm-hmm. which is a true yellow.
Yeah, and they're beautiful.
They're okay. Beautiful.
Yeah. Just loaded. Loaded when they're blooming.
You want to hear something funny?
What's that?
I just clued into the fact that the Rise Up series are the climbers.
Yeah. It's easy to find back there.
Sometimes I embarrass myself.
Look on the tag.
Myself.
It says Rise Up.
I embarrass myself. All right. Oh, So Easy Red Stripe. Does it have stripes in it? Yes.
Yes, yeah. It does.
Isn't it red with white stripes, mm-hmm. like a candy
yeah.
cane?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I call them variegated, but yeah, they're yeah. striped.
Once again, disease yeah. resistant. Gets mm-hmm. about 3 foot by 3 foot.
Yep, does good in the
Just
summer.
Round ball. Mm-hmm. Loves the heat. Negative 30 degrees, so it's heat tolerant, cold tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
All the proven winner. Roses are cold and heat tolerant.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
They do really well here. This is a great environment.
Yeah.
They have really good seasons for roses here.
I love the color. Now I know why you love the Proven Winter roses.
Yeah, because they're so easy to take care of, and they just keep giving you blooms summer long.
They should call them Oh So Easy.
Well, that would be a great name for a rose.
I'll bring it up to Proven Winter and see what they think. Reminiscent Coral.
Oh, the coral ones. Yeah, these are color. Coral color is actually kind of hard to find in flowers because it's just that cross between that pink and orange. And so, yeah, the coral color, just the roses are just big and beautiful. On
yeah,
these.
And those are, okay, the Reminiscent Coral, that is bred by a Siberian team.
Yes.
Yeah, and which apparently is extra special. Because they are fragrant, they have the deep coral tones, and it pretty much has everything that a person would want. That won a lot of awards.
Did it? Cool.
Yeah, those people in Serbia.
Oh,
Serbia know
we
what they're
go
doing.
To Serbia.
Yeah.
All the flowers
Road
are
trip.
In Serbia.
Road trip.
Let's go.
Reminiscent yellow.
All right, there you go. Another really good yellow mm-hmm. rose. You know, it's got the full petals.
2 to 5 feet tall. And it's about the same width. So it's a little... Okay, so your Reminiscent series by Syria, they are a little bit bigger than your Oh So Easies. They'll get about 2 to 4.5 foot wide and tall, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So you're looking at a little bit taller rose bush. But I tell you what, this the Reminiscent Yellow, it was awarded the best in color, is fragrant, and it has good flower petal count.
Yeah, they smell really well. I put my nose in them regularly. I love this job.
There you go. So, in other words, you would be the rose queen here at Rockwell Farms.
I like right? all the flowers, but whenever things
the flower in, queen,
like I'm smelling them every day. This is a good place to just smell the roses.
All right, Chris, the flower queen. All right, Spirea Glow Girl.
Spirea.
This one I really like because Spirea. Okay, let me tell you about Spirea. Spirea, you select for the foliage. The bloom is a bonus. That's my opinion because you get a lot more color out of the foliage. And the Glow Girl has that chartreuse foliage. It's extremely bright. It's kind of like an orange. It's very orange to red in the fall. Mm-hmm. So you get that color all the way from spring to late fall.
Yeah, they're definitely eye-catching.
Yeah.
Put some color in your landscape.
Yep. And the pure white blooms, that's just a bonus, in my opinion.
Yeah, they're pretty when they're blooming.
But it's a really good way to get that chartreuse ball of color. Never have to trim it. It only gets 3 to 4 foot tall. Works really good around like a Japanese maple, something red in color or blue color. But it's a very good yellow in the landscape. I like it.
And they're a little deer resistant.
I like it a lot. You have deer problems. Yeah, that's right. Spirea, deer resistant. Thank you. Double Play Dolly. That's a smaller one. That only gets 1.5 foot to 2.5 feet. Just a small ball.
Compact.
I can't remember what color it is. I'm thinking purple. It has purple tinges in the leaves. But it's very petite shrub. And once again, this proven winter spireas will go down to negative 40 degrees, will not freeze out, and tolerate the full sun.
Yeah, we don't have any problem with them here in the winter.
Hard to kill.
Come right back.
Color that's hard to kill.
Mm-hmm.
I like them. All right. Talk about the lilacs. You like lilacs.
I do. The lilacs.
There you go.
I love the lilacs. Again, you can't beat the smell of a lilac.
Baby Kim.
Yeah, Baby Kim. They have fragrant blooms. They're neat and tidy, so they're smaller.
2 to 3 foot tall.
Yeah, so if you don't want that big, huge bush, over time, that lilacs turn into, the Baby Kim is the way to go.
Now, they'll probably have the same color as your shirt. I think they're really good purple.
Yeah, they're dark. Yeah, they're a darker purple than some of the lilacs.
Okay, cool. So those people on the radio, listen on the podcast. She's wearing a deep purple shirt.
Yep, that's purple's my color.
Bloomerang, dark purple.
All right.
Dark purple is hard to find in lilacs.
It is. They are real lavender usually. They're pretty lighter colored.
This
they're
one
deer
is,
resistant as well.
And it's 46 foot tall, so it doesn't get too big.
Right. It's still a good size shrub, but it's not going to get, 10 feet tall.
And they call them bloomerangs because they bloom.
They actually bloom twice a year.
Okay.
They'll bloom early spring, and then they'll actually bloom again in the fall.
Okay.
So where normally lilacs will bloom once and they're done, this one will bloom twice for you.
All right. So it blooms twice, and we only charge once.
Yep. Okay, just have to buy it once.
That's good.
You double the flowers.
All right. So the last one would be the double
Centaura.
Blue.
Yeah, the Centaura.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Tell me about that.
These are a unique shade of blue.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know much about them.
They smell amazing, like all lilacs, but the color is not so much purple, it's a little more blue.
Okay, so the Centaura is the variety, so to speak, because it's very fragrant.
Fragrant, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's very fragrant, and the blue lilac flowers are just a bonus.
Uh-huh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, because some, like we said, through breeding, a lot of them lose their smell.
Right.
So this one still has its smell and color.
And it gets quite a bit taller. It gets 6 to 8 feet tall.
Okay. Yeah. But, if you're in a farm, when I think of lilacs and mock orange.
Oh, yeah.
I think of farm.
For sure. You're those big bushes that you would have that would smell amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You could smell it for miles.
For sure.
And, and farmers are too busy to do any trimming, so they just
grow along fence rows or, yeah.
Yeah. So that's just in my little pea brain. That's what I think about. Yeah. What we got after lilacs?
Lilac, viburnum.
Okay, let me take this one because I really like this. Your viburnums, most viburnums have very insignificant blooms. You don't see them. People grow them for the foliage only. Now, I'm not a viburnum fan at all,
Yeah.
But I like the yard line.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. It's extremely hardy, okay? You loves the full hot burning sun. You know, I mean, 200 degree Fahrenheit summers, just fine for the yard line. It grows 6 to 12 foot tall. It grows extremely fast. And if you want a hedge, a tall hedge, this is the one for you. It's inexpensive. You can just plant a row of them. If you plant one every 3 to 4 foot, you will have a hedge of evergreen.
Cool.
That's why I like the yard line. There's also the Spice Cowboy. Okay, it's a little bit smaller and so forth. And the last one is the Vitex. Vitex is one that it has a long bloom time. They're purple lavender flowers. People like them because they have the big head. They're very good pollinators, deer resistant, very heat tolerant, extremely heat tolerant, down to negative 20 degrees. And they get about, now the tag on Proof of Winter says 4 to 12 foot tall. It's going to get 12 foot tall. I mean, they're kind of like trees. It's almost like a, what's the vine that goes purple? I can't remember it right now, but when it grows up, it has a big grape purples. Okay, Vitex. So the purple blooms of a Vitex plant are extremely, extremely cool. So, yeah. What's after that? Weigelia?
Weigelia. I don't know how you say
that. Yeah, Weigelia. Josiah loves the very fine wine, but I like the Checkmark Trilogy. Okay?
I like both of them.
Do
they
you?
Both have really nice color. Yeah.
Well, the Trilogy, it's tricolor.
Yes.
Okay. It's covered in pink, white, and red blooms, mm-hmm. which is very unique. Mm-hmm. And the foliage is actually quite different as well.
Yes, it is.
A coppery type foliage.
Yeah.
It only gets 3 to 3.5 foot tall and wide, so it's very manageable. All right. So I like it because it has different interests throughout the season. I mean, not many flowers will change from pink, white to red.
Yeah, you don't get that kind of color change.
So you get all the colors on one bush. Mm-hmm. And very fine wine. You like that one?
Yeah, we sell a lot of them. They're great for the landscape. They give you some different color.
It's different.
Yes, it is. It's a little, the way it flowers is a little different. And they are low maintenance. So if you want something that's pretty low maintenance.
Well, just like the center stage crepe myrtles mm-hmm. that have that dark foliage with the red bloom on them, the Weigelia has that dark
Same
foliage.
Thing. Yes.
With the pink, a bright pink bloom to it. So the dark foliage really makes that bright pink
stand out.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it only gets 2 to 2.5 feet tall and wide.
Yeah. Easy to maintain.
Very manageable. Mm-hmm. Hard to kill. Down to 30 degrees Fahrenheit. Loves the full sun. Yeah. You know, that's the one thing I like about Proven Winners is that they have a lot of hard to kill plants.
Oh, yeah.
Would you not agree?
No, I agree.
They go down to negative 20, negative 30 degrees. They will tolerate, 180 degree summers. Mm-hmm. They're just extremely hard to kill.
Oh, yeah. For all your seasons here in Arkansas, these are really good. Proven Winners has formulated some really good bushes for us to get through all of our seasons and have really nice color and contrast in our landscapes.
And each one that we talk about, even the native ones, mm-hmm. they have some interest to them.
Yeah. They all have something to look at. Yeah.
Yeah. They're just not blah.
No, we don't do blah.
A lot of the natives, in my opinion, are just blah. But with Proven Winters, you have interest in the color, the foliage, the drooping of the bloom.
We have some really nice shrubs.
Yes, exactly. And that's why I like Proven Winter Color Choice Shrubs. And it's a privilege to have them on the show and to sell their plants. So any nursery out there that's not carrying the Proven Winter Color Choice Shrubs, I highly, highly suggest that you do that. Okay? Now, they also come in quarts. Sell them in quarts here at the nursery?
We have them in quarts right now in the season. We'll have them in the quart size, so come get them. They are actually on sale right now.
In my opinion, the quarts are the best to buy, and I'll tell you why. You can get, and correct me if I'm wrong, 90% of the quarts that we have, we put them in 2 gallons when summertime comes.
Correct.
And then they bush out, and we sell them at the full price in the fall.
Yeah, if you want to get them
right?
and let them grow on your own,
the
smaller pots are actually ideal.
And they don't have to dig as big of a hole.
Right, they're so easy to plant.
So if you...
And you'll have the same growth.
So if I was doing my landscape, I would... The quart pots, once you say, they're on average about half the price of a 3 gallon.
Yes.
All right,
yes,
we can agree on that?
Yes.
So if you get the quart pot and you fertilize with the Royal Gold fertilizer.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You can have that puppy the size of a 3 gallon in the fall.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
So you can have a landscape for half price and half the effort because it's just in a quart.
Yeah. You just need the space. That's it.
Boom.
Yeah.
That is the way to do your landscape, folks.
And it's cheaper.
Get those quart proven winter color.
And they're
color
established.
Shrubs.
They're really established by the time you hit winter. And next year, you're going to have just beautiful shrubs.
Well, yeah, we have evergreens that are about 18 inches tall in that little quart.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yes.
We have some really, yeah, some really nice evergreens.
Yeah. So you can read the tag to see what its mature size will get. Mm-hmm. And then you plant it, and you could save tons of money.
Yeah, they're a lot cheaper.
Tons of money. It's once a half the price of the...
For sure.
Of the 3 gallons. Mm-hmm. So, hey, that's if you like to save money and you want to save your effort, buy the quart Proven Winter Color Choice Shrubs. It's a very good value.
Yeah, we have a lot of them right now.
Okay. So, pertaining to the nursery, on Saturdays, don't you serve ice cream?
Oh, we do.
I wanted to mention that.
We do.
I love that part.
Yeah, it's the fun part. It's the fun part of Saturdays now is we have our ice cream machine up and running.
Yeah.
So, bring your family and your kids and grab yourself an ice cream cone.
Free ice cream.
Yeah, and shop for your flowers.
I've been a nurseryman 35 years or plus. I've always wanted to give out ice cream. Something about ice cream, it's just like happiness. It's like giving happiness.
Yeah, I like giving you your ice cream cone every Saturday morning, too.
Yeah.
It just starts the day off right.
That's right. I love it. All right. Well, that concludes our show. And, Chris, thank you so much for
thanks for letting
joining
me be
us.
On here.
Yeah. And so, Chris is awesome. And I really appreciate you. Yeah. So thank you, folks. And where can people find us, Chris? Because I never can remember.
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. You
got
to take Josiah's place.
Okay. I forget.
You can't count on me.
You can find us on Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, Audible, anywhere you find your favorite podcasts. So every Friday at 9, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Check us out and come find your podcast.
All right. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you next week.